Well, good day, my friends. This is Avalon, and I want to welcome you to this episode, Season 2, Episode 68. I am Avalon, and this is your mindfulness motivation, your everyday inspiration, and I'm so glad to have you join today for a little inspiration in your own life, a little motivation, a little mindfulness, to have you think a little differently and for me to help guide you, coach you, be here as your friend along the pathways of life. Our video in the links below and our inspiration is calming flowers. And our thought is stand out from the crowd. Stand out from the crowd. In this video, you'll see pretty purple morning glories in a mix of sand dune grasses, vines, black-eyed Susans. And that purple flower just stands out because it's colorful, it's different, it's not like the other flowers. I met an artist from Byron Beach in Australia. And one of the things that she said her secret was being unique. She was a colorful person. She wore colorful clothes. She ended up creating paint for her clothing and her art and her housewares and all the things that eventually came out of her uniqueness. Now, some of you may look and think, well, that's not really unique. I've seen it before or something similar. Well, maybe something similar, but not what she had. She stood behind her artisticness. It became a complete part of her life. It just was not a brand. It was her. She, her lifestyle is what we want to term brand. Her uniqueness, her zest for life, and you could feel it when you met her. That's the uniqueness that can make you stand out. If you're trying to get ahead, maybe it's your business, maybe it's the projects that you do. Yes, sometimes, we have to color within the lines, but how can you make yours more colorful? How can you make your wordage stand out from the crowd? Yeah, sometimes, maybe I'm not a people person. That happens. Everybody has moments. And then you can work on your own personal breakthroughs of going, it's okay. I've got to get up there and talk because this is the moment I need to sell myself, my uniqueness. And I hate to use the word sell because that's not really what you're doing. You're presenting yourself, your uniqueness. And you present yourself every time you walk out of the house. Yes. So when you go to dinner, you go shopping, if you just throw on your favorite jeans and sweatshirt, that's who you are. And you can't say different. But if you say, you know what? I'm going to throw those away because they don't suit me. I have this idea of who I've always wanted to be. I love 1940s glamour style, whether it's suits or dresses. Throw that in your closet. Who cares? One of the things I love when you see older people, like in Italy, it's nighttime, it's evening time. Here they are dressed up, walking hand in hand, representing themselves with pride. I've led a good life. I'm an elderly, long-lived, experienced person. And here I am. But Maybe that's who they've been their entire life. Who do you want to present when you're out there in the world? What is the you that is unique, that makes you stand out from the crowd? Your signature. And it shouldn't be, oh, it's those same white sneakers from 1980. It's that same haircut from 2000. Give yourself a refresh. Let yourself stand out. Let yourself be one of a kind. Yeah, there's 8 billion of us on this earth. So somebody else is bound to have your same haircut or your same brand new shoes. But are you presenting yourself with pride? Are you smiling with a handshake that's not overconfident and cocky, but humble, proud, confident? There's a difference. There's a difference. You can walk into a room and be recognized by your smile, by your warmth that you give, versus, hey, 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 taken over. You can be hey, 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 too, and be warmth. But it's what are you presenting? Think about that. When you open up your closet, is that the best you that you can be? When you get dressed in the morning and walk out the door, is that the best you you can be? You're entitled, when you're in your own space, to be as sloppy and as messy as you want to be. That's your space. But when you're out in the world every single day, and I'm just talking about even taking a pet for a walk, going for your own physical walk, present the best you that you can. Yeah, sometimes we're out there on the walk, we've got things on our mind, and we're struggling. But you know what? Changing your physical appearance can also change your mindset. If you like makeup, put on a little makeup. You'll feel better. I think both of my grandmother and Lola said that. If you put that makeup on, just a little bit of lipstick, you'll feel better. And some sunglasses. Trust me, it works. And if you don't wear lipstick, put on your favorite something. Watch. Shoes. Put something in your pocket, your lucky charm. That will make you feel better. And present yourself so that you stand out. Don't be afraid of people's heads turning and what chismos, what gossip people want to say. It doesn't matter. When you present yourself with pride, you're already standing out in the crowd. When you present yourself with a smile, even when it's hard to muster up, you're presenting yourself with joy. My friends, you have an opportunity every day when you step out of your house to stand out from the crowd, to be unique, to be the best version of you that is you. And I'm here to cheer you on. Please share your thoughts with me in the comments, in the messages. I love to hear them. And thank you for joining me for another episode of Walk and Talk with Avalon. I am Avalon. Enjoy your mindfulness day. Until next time.